This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity. I mean, you can't imagine how many different ways you can set those things up. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. It's a very encouraging sign of progress that when it comes to the issue of firearms here in the United States, the pro-freedom viewpoint establishes the terms of that debate. Now, you'd be very hard-pressed nowadays to find a gun control advocate who would admit to wanting to repeal the Second Amendment and ban private gun ownership, and yet they have the same goals that they always have had. At best, they look to Australia and Europe as their guide. Gun ownership might still be possible for a dedicated or privileged few, but only at the discretion of a designated official, and even then subject to such intrusive, expensive, and burdensome bureaucracy so as to scare off all but the most dogged or well-heeled. And worse, they embody the Hillary Clinton view that the Supreme Court was wrong on the Second Amendment's individual right and that taxpayer-financed surrender programs should be undertaken at the national level. Guns in the hands of the law-abiding here in the United States, that is a force for good. We should encourage that. We should make responsible gun ownership as straightforward and accessible as possible. But too many Americans already live under some version of the first scenario. Lawfully owning a gun in Boston, Los Angeles, Newark, New York City, San Francisco, or Washington, D.C. is not much easier than in the European capitals that are the subject of hero worship among those cities' ruling classes. Lawfully carrying a gun for self-defense is wholly out of reach for the common man or woman. But the modern gun control movement insists that they support the Second Amendment and merely wants reasonable regulation aimed at reducing gun violence. Again and again, they speak of, you know, wanting to have a conversation. Find the middle ground. But the only thing they want to talk about is where to start with further restrictions on the Second Amendment protected rights of you and me. And their idea of middle ground is phasing in their gun control schemes by increments. And that's where the conversation begins. Self-defense is an inalienable human right. Hunting contributes to the sound management of natural resources, strengthens ties within families and between friends, and it instills a love of nature and the outdoors. Shooting sports build character, awareness, and the competency necessary for responsible gun ownership. Guns should be available to rich people, to poor people, and to everybody in between. They should be available to residents of cities and suburbs and rural areas and small towns. The only valid basis for some sort of discrimination in determining who should be entitled to own a gun is distinguishing between those who would use them for lawful purposes and those who would use them to commit a crime. And if you make that determination, we should always respect the presumption of innocence and make the government justify curtailment of rights with due process and solid evidence. we should never have to justify the exercise of a constitutional right. We should always, and I do mean always, sternly punish those who use guns illegally to harm others. But we should never punish one simply for wanting to exercise their birthright to keep and bear arms. The reason there's so much progress right now is because that basis of freedom is in play. Now, right now, there's 50 pro-gun bills that have been signed into law at the state level in 2017. With 8 more awaiting action by governors, Iowa enacted one of the most significant pro-gun legislative packages in the state's history. Recently, New Hampshire and North Dakota joined the growing list of states that recognize the right to carry concealed without a permit. Pro-gun bills are proliferating in Congress. The NRA is still pushing for national reciprocity, as are a lot of people. Every state now has some legal mechanism for their residents to carry a concealed handgun for self-defense in public. And there's some 16 million who have concealed carry permits, with perhaps tens of thousands more lawfully carrying without permits in the 12 constitutional carry states that don't require them. Maybe tens of millions. Opponents of the law say dangerous people will be authorized to carry. That's a straw man. Federally prohibited persons, which includes felons and drug addicts and domestic violence misdemeanants and those with prior mental health adjudications, they are all excluded under the legislation. When the opponents claim that some states have higher permitting standards than others, what they really mean is that some states deny permits to most law-abiding applicants who cannot demonstrate an extraordinary need to have one. What sort of need qualifies? And that's up to the people who issue the permits. But in practice, this means that celebrities like Robert De Niro, who has said publicly he'd like to punch the president in the face, can get a carry permit in New York City, but a mild-mannered tailor or grocer cannot. And then, you know, that corruption that we have seen rise up in New York City recently, where licensing officials were recently charged with accepting bribes to expedite or issue permits. That's not how we typically handle civil rights in America, and it will be, you know, it'll be good when we can look at that elitist, discriminatory, and corrupting double standard. When that gets thrown in the trash, we can have a good day. There's the Hearing Protection Act. That would free suppressor sales from the NFA. Lawful suppressor ownership has nearly doubled just in the last 3 years, with no perceptible increase in their use in crime. And there's no justification for making eligible Americans wait 9 months or more, as is the case under the current regime, to purchase a suppressor and to enforce taxes originally designed to put the purchases of these items out of reach. The Lawful Purpose and Self-Defense Act would reform the outdated sporting purposes test that currently muddies federal gun control law. And that test governs the importation of rifles and shotguns and the type of ammunition exempted from the federal armor-piercing ammunition ban, and whether big-bore rifles and shotguns are considered destructive devices under the NFA. And that's been being abused by anti-gun administration since Bill Clinton, and ignores the fact that defensive use is not sports, like the heart of the Second Amendment. Will any of that actually become law? I don't have that crystal ball. But I think it's a good time. Before the Heller decision, some had dismissed the Second Amendment as a relic. But now even mainstream gun control proponents mouth support for the right to keep and bear arms, and then there's you and me. Our passion, our commitment to our rights, and our responsible, proactive behavior. That sways the opinions of a lawmaker. I face every day feeling pretty optimistic about this country, and I'm glad I'm alive at this time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Beam Self-Reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right. I'll pay a little homage to those that are saving the Second Amendment daily. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity. I mean, you can't believe how many different ways you can set these things up. The RTI attachment system makes it all well worth the price of admission. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then, more women are buying guns than ever before. So much so that media outlets have noticed, and they're attempting to find out why. What's the reason for this uptick? None of the stats on firearms purchases have alarmed the leftists more than those surrounding Black American women. Black women are buying guns. They're getting trained on them. They're being really open about it. This past week, the Associated Press profiled three such women, all of them Black, and proudly boasting of newly acquired guns. Why is that an issue? Black women are far more likely to live in neighborhoods plagued by higher than normal crime. They suffer abuse and even death at the hands of a spouse more often than any other ethnic group, and yet the AP finds it puzzling that they're buying a gun. That is true female empowerment. That's the type of empowerment you should where you receive the fully actualized feminist treatment that other women get for doing nothing. Consider the accomplishments of Laura Manning, a payroll specialist who says she needs to protect herself in case something goes bump in the night. She's 50 years old and is now using her constitutionally protected right to own firearms because she can. Way to go, Laura. Studies show that women are far more likely to be injured in a robbery or assault because men have more body mass. We're stronger, usually taller. Most criminals prefer their victims small and defenseless. And knowing this, women who choose to be armed for self-defense are balancing the equation. Women who go out and train, who go out and prepare, their demeanor changes. They become aware. Alert. Constantly looking at the situation, turning it over, assessing. They become not the easiest of prey. Markeisha Carter, another woman profiled in the AP's article, is a marketing specialist for a bank. 40 years old and concerned about police stops. The AP did not query her on what gun ownership has to do with being prepared to engage a police officer who has pulled her over for a driving infraction. Sort of poor reporting. It is of interest to me to learn more about her reason for acquiring a firearm and what her training has taught her about encountering law enforcement while armed. The last woman they interviewed was Dana R. Mitchell, a minister in her late 40s. She cited frequent news reports of violence as a reason for getting prepared. That's common sense at its very best. When the bad guys are breaking into your home, the police are minutes away. Law enforcement does try to get to calls as quickly as possible, but it is difficult in high crime areas. The wait times in those areas are invariably longer. Being armed and trained is a great way to increase peace of mind and readiness. I hope that this continues. I want to see every law-abiding citizen in this country, if they want to carry a gun and be their own first responder, I want to see them get that chance. Second Amendment is completely and totally colorblind. It does not take gender into consideration. That's the part that the AP doesn't get. I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's perplexing to them. Because, once again, once again, the magical box, which has been telling everybody that they don't need guns, has failed. And it's failed with a demographic that heretofore has been well known for voting for Democrats. That has to be slightly vexing for them. Now, sooner or later, this may, and I do, I hope this becomes commonplace. I hope hearing about black women buying guns and learning how to defend themselves, I hope that becomes common. I hope my friend Rick Ector, I hope he gets more work, because that's what he specializes in Detroit. I hope he has so much work that he doesn't know what to do with himself. It's a noble cause. Not because they're black. What is great about this is the changing attitude. You wouldn't have seen this 10 years ago. Once the newness of black American women entering the firearm ownership market wears off, maybe there will be some more in-depth reporting on the whys. I'm always interested to find out why an adult of a certain age, like 24, for example, if they haven't owned anything above 24, if they haven't owned a gun before, why are they buying one now? Whatever it is, whatever it means, welcome to my world. You have always been welcome in my world. And now that you're here, I'm happy that you're here. Because every time somebody goes out and trains, every time somebody goes out and takes that step and starts making those moves, it's not that they're trying to get in a gunfight. They're trying to avoid a gunfight. They're trying to avoid things at all costs. But, hey, that whole point is to learn. To not be a victim. To not be a premature death. Who wants to be one of those? Welcome to the club. More power to you, ladies. You're doing the good work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. If there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money, this is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's
1-800-441-9833. Still back in the middle of it. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah, that warranty, that modularity, that flexibility when setting up everything, check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Let me give you a breakdown of an observation of the two-party system that we enjoy today. Number one, the Democrats. Amoral, unprincipled, shrewd, frighteningly ambitious, and disciplined, and who, when given a chance to seize power to which they're not entitled, will do so instantly, boldly, and with no restraint whatsoever. Republicans. They run for election proclaiming good and laudable intentions, but once in office, invariably become paralyzed by their intrinsic inability to unify and work together. Cowardice and general ineptitude, and thereby repeatedly demonstrate inability to govern. So here we are, looking at the socialist state of California with a K. June the 26th, the California State Office found that Attorney General Xavier Becerra improperly withheld the new package of assault weapon regulations from public review and comment. In less flattering terms, he broke the law contemptuously. in an attempt to hide his new anti-gun legislation from California citizens. He is a leftist, socialist, communist, liberal Democrat, and his dishonorable conduct should not surprise anybody. Every time they pass a new anti-gun law, it never ends. The leftists gnash their teeth and demand even more severe restrictions. California Democrats are very close to ordering all gun owners to wear yellow armbands. Their end goal of banning all privately owned guns is clear to anyone with two brain cells to rub together. And anywhere they rule, our rights as American citizens are never safe. They've demonstrated their intentions too many times for anyone to doubt it. And the professing Republicans are only slightly better. I just had to throw that in there just because I don't know. Evergreen, a student there, is prepared to sue the school for denying him a right to carry a licensed firearm on campus or at a school-sponsored off-campus event. Now, I sort of get the on-campus thing. How do you execute the control of conduct outside of your jurisdiction? Steve Kaufman is asking that. He's a rising senior at Evergreen. He told Campus Reform that he's been fighting the administration since October in an effort to change the conduct code, which he argues violates his constitutional right to carry a concealed firearm on campus with a valid license. The college has always had a strict gun policy, and Kaufman said that the administration was originally considering an alteration to the conduct code that would have addressed some of the issues that he raised, only to reverse their stance after the college erupted with demonstrations over the comments made by Professor Brett Weinstein, who's now suing them for $3.7 million, I think it is. They passed an emergency rule explicitly banning having firearms on campus, but they put in a section where you could get written permission to carry. So I immediately put in for written permission and was immediately denied. I said I wanted to appeal, and they drafted this draconian appeal process. The appeal procedure to the temporary 120-day emergency provision asked Kaufman to submit a request for an exemption, provide a copy of a concealed pistol permit and driver's license, and sign a release form for a criminal background check. Review includes consultation with the Vice President of Student Affairs, the Provost or Vice President of Human Resources, depending on the requester's relationship with the college. Review may also include consultation with the college's Assistant Attorney General. Following this review, additional information may be requested, and a meeting may be held to discuss the request. Now, he observed that looking at the validity of the concealed pistol license demonstrates that it has not been revoked for disqualifying reasons. But at any rate, a Washington State Patrol background check is both redundant and an additional burden on a process that already clearly intended. It's already, you know, it's they want to encumber a constitutional right while still paying lip service to the idea that they're being respected. He also maintained that he was given the impression that the revised policy would address the inequities around civil rights currently in the conduct code. He argued that the Washington State Constitution, especially the right to bear arms, as articulated by Article 1, Section 24 of the document, offers a much more extensive protection of gun owners than the conduct code's gun provision. He said, I have and continue to invoke Washington State law and the Washington State Constitution, both of which provide far, far greater protections than currently afforded by the federal minimums of the Second Amendment. On the whole, the state of Washington prohibits guns on college campuses except for authorized university purposes, unless prior written approval has been obtained from the university chief of police or any other person designated by the president of the university. It does not mention anything about regulating guns off campus, and yet Kaufman says that is exactly what the school has tried to do. In a phone interview with Campus Reform, he asserted that the college is currently refusing to do anything that would allow a student who has a concealed pistol license to carry on campus and won't even permit him to carry at school-sanctioned events that take place off campus. How do they know? He was told that even if he were to meet with an advisor off campus for a class and was carrying, he would still be in violation of the conduct code because it's a college-sanctioned event. I think they're sort of overestimating their reach here. He explained that he is unable to secure his firearm in his car because he takes public transportation to campus. The policy creates an additional burden on my rights. As an adult student living off campus, I often visit campus for class or related purposes as part of a larger set of activities during the day or evening. Due to the unique status of Evergreen in Thurston County of being state-owned yet weapons-free, I am forced to give up my constitutional rights for the entire period in which I am traveling. He was told by the college that meeting anybody off campus that had anything to do with school was a college-sponsored activity. So in a sense, the off-campus location when a faculty member is present and performing their duties is a controlled college location. Now they're, you know, tell that to Starbucks. In another email to Kaufman, the school administrator clarified the prohibitions of firearms on college campuses are presumptively lawful in Washington. The rights afforded citizens under the Second Amendment are not unlimited. There is no guaranteed right to possess firearms in every place. In fact, firearms prohibitions in sensitive areas such as schools and government buildings are presumptively lawful. That's real. I mean, they really are overestimating their power on that one. And that's okay. You know, son, just graduate from college and get out of there. I understand you want to fight it. I get that. You're going to graduate one way or the other. Get out of there. It'll be okay. Trust me on that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That's Manfred Mann and his Earth Band or Rare Earth Band. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, welcome back. How horrible must it have been to be named Manfred Mann in high school? Coming to you live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that you cannot even believe. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Gun control is racist and classist and sexist. And not surprisingly, the comments in a recent New York Times opinion piece written by Antonia Okafor, a University of Texas Dallas student, proved the point better than any gun rights supporter ever could. The Times published the op-ed, Why I Bring My Gun to School, and all hell broke loose in their comment section. Gun hater heads reacting to the cognitive dissonance of a black female campus carrier popped like Orville Redenbacher in a microwave. Reading that a young, intelligent black American female, reading her describe how carrying a gun makes her safer, proved to be more than the tolerant, high-minded readership of the old gray lady. They had trouble processing that. She wrote, this was in 2015, around the time the Texas legislature began debating and ultimately passing a so-called campus carry bill. I grew up in a Democratic immigrant household in a suburb outside of Dallas where guns and gun policy were never discussed, so I hadn't paid much attention when similar bills failed in 2011 and 2013. But that year, something changed. I was 25 years old, commuting alone, and as a minority woman, I felt particularly vulnerable. I started fighting for students' rights to carry concealed weapons for selfish reasons. I wanted to be able to protect myself. But I quickly found a network of women who felt the same way I did, and we began to advocate for our safety together. I eventually became the Southwest Director of Students for Concealed Carry and am now the founder of the self-defense nonprofit Empowered, which will open its first chapter this fall at the University of North Texas. Female gun ownership isn't a matter of political affiliation. I've met women across the political spectrum who own guns for self-defense or for shooting recreationally. In particular, black women have become a lot more interested in gun ownership and shooting classes. The rights and values of gun-owning women aren't being addressed by either political party. While conservatives aren't paying enough attention to sexual assault, leftists are actively hurting women's access to self-defense. Many liberals, including many female professors my organization approached as potential sponsors for Empowered, don't support a woman's right to choose when it comes to her own self-defense. They can't get behind a vision of female empowerment that doesn't match their own. That op-ed prompted enough of a reaction that the Times had to close comments on the story. The Upper West Siders, along with other like-minded, enlightened folk from around the lefty sphere, rained flames of ignorance down on her, and I guess millions of us, because there's millions of us out here. Here are some of the selected gems and bon mots. Starting with an oldie but goodie, gun owners are racist. Coming from Dadoff 2, New Jersey, one of the most racist and misogynist outright organizations called themselves the 3% or something similar, referring to the statistic that 50% of the guns in America are held by 3% of the population, and those descendants of the lynching KKK consider themselves emblematic of the 3%. That's not what the 3% stands for, you dolt. That's how many people fought in the revolution. God, idiots! But he wasn't done. And they are more and more boldly carrying them in public as they shout in public protests for return to white male Christian tribalism, where white Christian men are at the top of the heap with absolute superiority over their women and lesser races and religions. And they have a history from before the Civil War through to Dylan Roof. Of using those guns to terrorize women and minorities, a documented history of terrorism that has murdered at least 5,000 people. Nearly double the deaths in 9/11. The ultimate bullies. That person was just, you know, making all that junk up as he went. Ignoring facts, claiming that established facts aren't true is akin to closing your eyes and plugging your ears to make the terrible man, or in this case, woman, go away. Then there's Atticus. New York, from New York, I guess. Belief in guns is much like the belief in God. Just because it makes you feel better doesn't make it true. Here we have yet another gun lover relying on feelings rather than facts. There's been no credible research demonstrating that carrying a gun makes you safer. In fact, it's just the opposite. All the writer has accomplished by carrying a gun is climb up the ladder from low risk to high risk. Or that Miss Okafor is clearly craven, morally shaky, and mentally ill. From Mike, NOLA. So you, the weak, fearful, distrustful, downright scared person, feels empowered by the feel of a Ruger LC9 pistol in your hand. That's just nifty. Now what about my right not to have you and your craven, shaky, and frankly terrified self in control of a killing machine? When did that one get ratified? I don't care that you are a female or a person of color. I care that you are mentally and emotionally unstable. And your stated information demonstrates that you are both. An inanimate object capable of killing makes you feel powerful, and your ego may just kill someone just because you wanted to. Here's an educator that claims to be terrified by her students. D. Katz, Syracuse, New York. As a college professor, the thought of my students carrying guns is terrifying. Okafor, sure to be shot by a cop when he sees her printing, I guess. Then there's Jason Miami from Miami. Well, as a fellow African-American, you should seriously ask yourself the question of whether or not you are more likely to be abducted and brutalized by some random criminal or shot by a police officer when he sees you printing. I've been pulled over and searched by jittery police far more times than I've been held up by jittery criminals. A sad testament, but true. We must repeal the Second Amendment, comes from Northern Virginia Falls Church, Virginia. repeal the Second Amendment and allow our legislators to pass common sense laws regulating the ownership, possession, and use of firearms. As for individual concern for personal safety, it used to be that one had to demonstrate a need for a concealed firearm and demonstrate proficiency in its use, like to see that return. For now, every person in range of the village idiot's firearm of choice must take the risk that he will accidentally discharge it, or will misunderstand a situation or mistake his target and will purposely discharge it, and the carnage goes on. Then from Messiah, New York, Brooklyn. On a side note, if only women, the disabled minorities, were permitted to carry a concealed gun in this country and men were not, I might be much more comfortable with the idea of concealed carry. Jess Gunn fears Jim Crow era racism in the Texas courts should she use her firearm. I wonder if the author has given much thought of how a Texas court would handle a self-defense case when a woman of color shoots a white assailant. That would also be an interesting read. She's clearly not skilled or intelligent enough to use a gun, I guess, according to N. Guest from Berkeley. I'm afraid you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You're more likely to injure or kill someone with a poorly aimed shot than you are to save yourself. Of course, we're always criminals in the making, according to Justice Holmes from Charleston. I can't tell you how infuriating this article is. Why should I or any commenter raise the issue of responsible gun ownership that only seems to last as long as someone's self-control? How often have we seen a situation where a responsible gun owner turns into a murderer? And it goes on and on. There you have it. That's tolerance on display for you folks. Tolerance on display. That's some good stuff. I am, it used to be that you had to sit down and write a letter to the editor. And news has become so much more of a commenter, sort of. It's driven for the comments or the views or do it for the vlog or, you know. Has nothing to do with doing something honest. Hour number 3 is Idband. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.